Welcome to the InSync Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Cross, and today I'll be discussing marketing optimization with expert guest, Seb Brantican. If you enjoy our podcast, make sure to leave a rating on your favourite podcast directory.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming on to speak to me today. My first question is, well, could you introduce yourself and what you get up to?
Yeah, of course. So firstly, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. So my name is Seb Brantican. I'm the co-founder of DBSS Digital. So at DBSS Digital, we show business owners how to generate up to 10 times the amount of leads and sales opportunities that they're currently getting. And we show them how to buy back their time using marketing automation. So that, in a nutshell, that's what we do for, you know, business owners of all kinds of walks of life at the moment.
That's brilliant. Could you tell me a little bit more about your background, like how you got to that point doing marketing optimization?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, my background is I used to work in local government, but I've always had an interest in, you know, the online world and social media. And so, you know, when I first started my journey in business, I was a social media consultant. And, you know, I still do that a little bit, but that's how I built my business, through building my own social media profile, such as branding yourself, creating content, doing all the things that we all told to do on social media to, you know, build up our own profile and to attract potential clients. You know, something, as I say, I've always had an interest in. And, you know, I then had people approaching me, asking me how I could do it for their business. And yeah, ever since then, it's just been, yeah, it's just sort of grown and grown and grown. And that process started about 8 or so years ago. And, you know, fast forward to now, myself, my business partner, we've had our agency for a couple of years, but, you know, our total combined experience is close to 20 years, you know, myself almost 10 years in digital marketing. And yeah, it's just been a crazy ride. And, you know, I got into it probably more by accident than anything else, but it's been something I really enjoy, and we're very passionate about helping others achieve better results as well through online marketing.
That sounds really good. And, you know, obviously if you've stumbled into it, but, you know, it's definitely your calling, so you're still going, you're very successful, and I'm guessing obviously your client's successful because of you and what you get up to.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, we as I mentioned, we help business owners generate more leads and sales opportunities. And, you know, one of the clients we've recently started working with generated up to 10 times the amount of leads that they used to have. And these are all very targeted leads that are actually interested in what's being offered, and also very qualified leads as well. So that's a big part of what we do. We mostly focus on paid advertising through social media, whereas when I first started, it was more what we call organic marketing. So that's where you're not paying for advertising. But I mean, all of these methods work, and they all have their time and place. And so, you know, as a result, it's something we've been doing a lot of testing on with paid marketing, free marketing, and, you know, it's been very interesting along the way.
That sounds amazing. So I'd love to pick your brains a bit more about your experience with marketing and stuff. And I know previously we spoke about how we could, I guess, make this episode really great for any freelancers or self-employed people out there, because they're a marketing department, they're their own business owner, finance, like the entire work. So a little helping hand, I think, always goes a long way. So my first question for you is, why is it important to optimize with marketing especially?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, in terms of optimizing your marketing, you know, if we're looking at a paid marketing standpoint, you want to get the best return for every ad dollar or ad pound that you're spending. It's the same thing as well if you're not investing money, you're obviously investing time. So whether you're doing one or the other or both, you know, it's all about getting the best return possible on your time or your money invested. You know, it's harder obviously to get a better return on your time, kind of tracking the results from that. But in terms of, you know, the money you're investing, it's definitely worth, you know, being able to maximize all of the money that you're spending. You know, you don't want to be leaving any money on the table. You don't want to be, you know, running advertising, and it's you know, the problem with not doing that is, especially if you're paying to advertise, if you're not optimizing your marketing correctly, then you could be breaking even or even losing money where you don't necessarily need to be. So, and you know, one way that we combat that is with every client we work with, we do a marketing audit where we look at the digital assets they have or they want to have, and we look at, you know, how can we make some little changes. And oftentimes it's making those small changes that can make the, you know, the biggest results, biggest impact. So we always do a audit of, you know, everything that they're currently doing. We also look at, sometimes it goes a bit deeper than that, and we look at not just the marketing, but their offerings and their products and services. You know, the marketing side is great and it's something we always want to improve. But if you have if the marketing's right, you drive them to an offer that isn't as compelling as it could be, and you know, or maybe the pricing isn't right, so the offer's not that profitable, then that's an issue as well. So it actually goes deeper than the marketing sometimes, and we look at every aspect of the business in some cases, especially when the marketing isn't working well or the business isn't profitable. So there's actually a lot of different angles we look at. You know, we could be sending all the leads in the world, the best leads in the world to a business, but of course if it's missing some aspects further down the line, then it's not going to work well. So that's why we have a look at everything in a very holistic way and try to improve each step of the journey, not just for our clients, but also for who they bring on through their customer journey as well.
Definitely, and it's something that I think is really key. A lot of people forget about is that, you know, like you were saying, you might be able to grab them in and they go a couple of steps into the customer journey, but if one step is what makes them drop, then obviously you've lost potential business or a purchaser. And you know, if you've got, for example, really cruddy looking like email marketing, you know, obviously then they're going to be a bit turned off by it. It's like, well, they looked professional until I got to this point and they're not giving me what I thought it was, so maybe their actual services themselves will actually not be as good. So it's making that good impression from start to finish, I think, is something that people forget. Like, it's not just, oh, getting followers and like, oh, okay, someone's inquired about my business. It's from start to the very end, and hopefully they come back as a repeat customer as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one thing that you know, I was saying to people, but it's easier to get an existing client to spend more with you than it is to find a new client. And of course, that's not to say you shouldn't be looking for new clients. Of course you should. But the clients that already have a relationship with you, have already spent money with you, and they know, like, and trust you, it's going to be a lot easier to get them to, you know, buy an additional product. And that's why we talk about the concept of a product ladder, which effectively, if anyone who's not aware of what product ladder is, it's just a series of all of your products. So think of an actual ladder and think of each of the steps on that ladder, and think of the bottom step as your lowest price offer. And for me, I have a book on social media marketing, so that would be my lower level of the ladder, which is buy my book for £5, I think it is. The price changes a lot, but it's a very, very low, you know, something that's under £50 in most cases. The next step would be, if someone buys that book, the next step up that value ladder would be, you know, a strategy session with me for £97. And the next step up that would be a training course, and so on and so on. So that's something we always look at, is what's the next thing you can offer to your existing customers. And of course, again, you know, you also want to have your strategy enticing new clients, new customers to join you. You know, because eventually your existing clients, you know, they'll move on and do something else at some point in the future. Obviously some of them will stay with you, but you know, of course you need to bring in new customers all the time, and a lot of business owners, you know, struggle with that because they don't always have the right messaging. The messaging is not clear enough, the call to action might not be clear enough, and you know, just having that clear enough offering for your new clients, just make it very obvious what the value is in what you're promoting, as I think it's always very key as well.
Definitely. So my next question for you is, how could any of those self-employed optimize their business? Is there like a couple of tips or steps that you can take us through?
Yeah, of course. So if you're self-employed and you're looking to optimize your marketing, you know, the first thing I'd say is, most important thing is looking at your audience, because if you know your audience, that's going to help you a lot in terms of creating your your marketing, such as your content, your copy, your any images you need to create, possibly any videos. You know, if you understand your audience and what are their pain points, what are they struggling with, and you know what keeps them up at night, and what do they worry about? You know, those are all things you need to be very clear on before you get going with your marketing. You know, otherwise you fall in the trap of trying to sell steak to vegetarians, which is what a lot of business owners do, a lot of self-employed people. So, you know, if your marketing right now is not really converting, then, you know, go back to the basics of who is your audience? Do you understand them fully? Or maybe you do understand them fully, but, you know, are you getting enough of those pain points and problems into your marketing? You know, my audience is service-based business owners, and the number one struggle they have is they don't generate enough leads and sales opportunities. And you need to go a bit deeper into that. You know, if someone's not generating enough leads or sales opportunities, what problems are they having because of that? You know, are they not generating enough revenue? Or are they, you know, are they struggling to keep the lights on? Are they struggling to invest more money in their marketing to grow their business? So it's definitely about, you know, explaining those problems in depth, and then also how your product or service benefits those people. So that would be my biggest tip, my biggest focus is, you know, look at your audience and again, consider what they're struggling with and what are their biggest, you know, what's their almost bleeding neck issue, if you want to call it that, the biggest, most, you know, painful issue that you believe you can help with.
No, that's definitely key. And I think stemming from that, you know, if you're not quite sure on your audience, you're kind of looking at the wrong people, all the messages on all the different things you do on social media is just not going to work. And then you're wondering why you've got, you know, like 20 followers and, you know, you've got all these great things, but you're obviously coming off pieced. You're not actually going the right direction you need to be going. So I definitely agree with that aspect. My last question for you today is, have you got any marketing tips you'd like to impart for any of the self-employed or freelancers that they could take away from the episode today?
Yeah, definitely. So when it comes to, you know, choosing a specific marketing strategy, I would say have a maximum of two at any given time, unless obviously you are really successful with those two, then you could add additional ones. But, you know, one thing that's worked very well for me is really focusing on a maximum of two strategies, rather than trying to be on 10 different social media channels that obviously if you're self-employed and you're a one-man band, your time is probably limited and you're only able to do certain things anyway if it's just you. So that's my you know, biggest recommendation is focus on two strategies. You know, some strategies can go hand in hand as well. For example, when I first started building my business, my social media consultancy, I focused on Facebook and Instagram, and because Facebook owns Instagram, you're able to create content on Facebook and cross promote it to Instagram and vice versa. So the idea would be pick two strategies that can work together, and you create almost like a spider web of, you know, different platforms that connect with each other. And you know, and keep it simple, you know, with your, again, it's all about your messaging. So when it comes to creating the content, you know, you're better off, and this is something I can recommend as well, following a structure. So the structure that I recommend to people is the ADA principle. This is not something that I've come up with, by the way, but this is something I've implemented and told others to implement. I don't know who came up with it, but as I say, it wasn't me, so I can't take credit for it. But that principle is the ADA principle. So ADA stands for attention, interest, desire, action. And this is a formula I recommend following with all of your marketing. So to give you an idea, attention is you're asking someone a question. You know, it could be, are you a service-based business owner that is not generating enough leads? That's an example of the attention aspect. The next step is interest. So that's where you talk about what you're offering and why they should be interested. The next step is desire. So this is where you're creating almost a bit of emotion within your content and copy. If you don't do this, then a lot of your content will be very factual. You know, people make decisions emotionally and they justify it with logic. So it's always good to add some, you know, some emotional information or copy, such as like a story, and using that within your content, whether it's email, social media, doesn't matter. So that desire aspect's very important. And of course, you're talking about, you know, what are the emotionally, why should they take action, and you know, why should they do that? Again, you can talk about the pain points I mentioned earlier. And then the final step is action. So this is just telling them where to go next. You know, your call to action could be, send me a message if you'd like to learn more, or click this link to book a call. You just make it very clear what the next step is. That's a mistake people make as well, is they do all the other steps correctly, but they don't actually, they either don't give a call to action at all, or they don't make it clear enough on what to do next. Or they might give like multiple calls to action, and you know, confused minds don't buy. So again, keep it very simple. One call to action, and follow that ADA principle, and you know, you'll see a lot better results.
Anna, sounds really amazing. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up the episode?
Yeah, so one other thing I'd definitely like to do, if that's okay, is I've put together a free marketing bundle. And within that marketing bundle, as a thank you for everyone listening, is my top converting email marketing templates and funnels. And you know, to get access to that, if you go to www.marketwithzip.com, you can download both of those for free. The reason why I'd like to give away that specifically, and by the way, I do charge for creating funnels and email templates, but I've given away my best ones. The reason why I'm giving these away specifically is I thought about giving away ebooks and video trainings, but you know, I did find that people are just getting overwhelmed with information and really struggling. So this is why I've actually put together something that you guys can take and apply and use in your own business, like real actual templates. So if you go to marketwithzip.com, you'll be able to access those immediately and use them within your business as well. So, you know, and you know, I know so many people struggle with marketing, and so that's why I want to just give away some of my best stuff that I do normally charge for. And you know, I've seen results in marketing, and you know, it's been a great industry for me. So I generally want to give back and help others. And I know it sounds a bit you know, woo-woo and cheesy, but I do get a good kick out of doing that as well. So yeah, hopefully that's a great gift to everyone who's listening, and you know, definitely enjoy that with my blessing as well. And I hope it helps you guys in your business, and hopefully from following those, what I've shared today, and following those templates, you can avoid reinventing the wheel and can see what's actually working as well, and apply it to your business too.
No, that's amazing. Thank you so much. We really appreciate the effort. I think one of the things I found, although, you know, this is an insurance company, obviously I do the marketing, is that, you know, unless you know it back to front and it's what you do, it can seem very, very confusing from an outside perspective. And then you're expected to do all these different marketing tricks and techniques, and you're just like, oh my goodness, my brain's gonna implode. So that is like a really great way and a great segue for them to start looking into their marketing more depth without getting overloaded, like you said.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think it's always worth following a proven template and process that works. You know, this is something I always do in marketing as well, is I always look at what's worked in the past and how can I replicate what's worked, rather than, you know, creating something new every time takes too much time and effort anyway. So, you know, I always follow the data and what works and what is working now as well.
That's brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. It's been really informative, and I hope as well it's been really great for you.
Yeah, definitely. I love being here. So yeah, thanks once again for having me on, the opportunity, and thanks everyone for listening as well. I appreciate all of you.
Thank you to my guest today, Seb Brantican, for discussing marketing optimization for SMEs and freelancers. If you're interested in his services and his freebie, check out the link in the podcast description. I have been your host, Dawn Cross, and tune in next week for another episode. InSync is one of the UK's fastest growing insurance providers, offering comprehensive cover for SMEs and self-employed across the UK. Our expert team can tailor your insurance to meet your individual business needs and compare prices from our Lloyd's of London approved partners. We offer a 5-star service and have been FIFO Platinum Trusted winners 4 years in a row.